says it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. Thank you, Hank Williams Jr., for introducing us here on the Trump phenomenon. This is June 27th, 2016, and we have with us our really extraordinary bevy of co-hosts, Paul Fromm, the international advisor to the American Freedom Party in Canada. Paul, thank you for being here. Oh, we have no Paul yet, but we should have Paul in a bit. And George, our commentator in Maryland. George, thank you.
Hi, James. Just enjoying a Brexit day and lots of unhappy socialists all over the world.
Yes, and that was our theme yesterday. And, I want to just have a little preliminary here. While yesterday's program is fresh in your mind still, folks, before we move on to other stuff, couple of things I want to say about yesterday. I was a little bit tough on people because of what George just said, that, you know, this is Brexit celebration time. So I want to apologize to any of our friends in the show out there that I chewed out a little bit for, maybe I should have started that show by saying this is a Brexit celebration only show. And I don't want to talk about anything else today, so I'll take the blame for that. Because when people got off onto some other topics, which are fine, I was a little bit sharp in bringing it back to the Brexit celebration. And then one other thing I want to mention, and that is the topic of Jewish power. And I want to give you just my, this is Kelso here, this is my take on how to talk about Jewish power in a way that will be effective and persuasive to our audience that we're trying to reach. I think it's very important to make fine distinctions and to be clear now that we're breaking out into the big time. Now, the white nationalist cause has been marginalized for decades and decades. So I don't know that we acquired that much discipline about talking persuasively about effective rhetoric. I think we got a little bit sloppy. I think we need to get more precise. And specifically on the question of Jewish power, I think it's important to differentiate between the bad actors and the good actors. And there, let me say, there are some tremendous patriot Jews, some tremendous Jewish thinkers who are a tremendous asset to our cause. And then there are some, of course, there are bad actors who are very bad actors. And these tremendous Jewish patriots are the first to acknowledge how bad these bad actors are. But when we get into kind of loose rhetoric or let's say a little bit careless shorthand, we start coming up with phrases like the Jews. And you'll never hear Kelso say the Jews because it would be like someone saying the whites do this or the whites do that. Well, the whites don't do anything. Hillary Clinton is a white person. I don't feel don't put me in the same sentence as Hillary Clinton or, you know, hundreds of other traitors. So we've got bad actors and we've got heroes, and so do the Jewish people have good and bad actors. So that's Kelso, and that will always be me. And if you're wondering where this show's going with that, I might have a guest on or someone who is not as precise in this question as I am. And I'm very, very, I try to be brief. I try to let my guests talk and have, you know, the program to themselves. But just so you know, that's where my thinking's at. Sometimes I might come in with a caveat saying, this is how I think about that. But often I'll just let the guest have the microphone. Anyway, now let's go to the Brexit celebration, which continues. As I say, this vote by the British people, by our kinsmen, to leave the European Union is one of the most beautiful events in our lives. And by the way, one of the people out there who's celebrating it is a tremendous Jew, Michael Savage, with some brilliant, brilliant radio shows. And he has been on the Trump train for about a whole year, I think. He's been on the Trump train, and he's had Donald Trump on his show and made incredibly good points. And also, very importantly, realize, you know, when you're trying to assess, again, make these fine distinctions, you've got to make the distinction between humongous or huge and small. The Michael Savage show is huge. I think, at least in his Wikipedia article, I don't know if this is possible, but at one point his show was listed in the Wikipedia article as having had 20 million listeners. Now, that's kind of mind-boggling. That's kind of like the size of audience that the greatest radio hosts of the 1930s had, but maybe he did. In any event, he does have millions of listeners, and we don't. We're good, but we're not that good. We're not that big. We're measuring good by big right now. And Michael Savage is maybe the premier radio host out there championing the Trump phenomenon. So there's an example right there of what I was saying about good actors and bad actors. And there are other radio hosts like Michael Savage who are Jewish, but who are tremendous patriots. Now, and when I, by the way, when I talk about the Jews who are really really hurting the white race, I like to name them so that I'm not using just a blanket generality, which I think, what's wrong with that? It turns off our audience. So when I identify the crimes of Bill Kristol, I say Bill Kristol, or his dad Irving Kristol, or Charles Krauthammer. These are bad actors who are Jews. And Jewish power. Is the Jewish power over our media and so on, of, you know, in general, is it inordinate? You bet. There is no reason that any small people like the Jewish people should have such control as they do over our media. Yeah, every people should have their own media. Hispanics should have a Hispanic media that reflects and is written by them. And black folks should have some black writers and some black magazines and black TV stations that are exactly customized to and reflect and come from their people. And so should we. And we don't, because this small group does control the mass media. And that ain't right. And the best among Jewish authors and so on agree with us. I helped David Duke as editing The Secret Behind Communism. And in an earlier book, David Duke dedicated the book to Israel Shahak, a very famous and very courageous Jewish scholar in Israel. So Duke got it right there, too. He was saluting, dedicated his book, actually, to one of the great Jewish researchers who researched inordinate Jewish power. Okay. Well, that aside, George, I'm still giddy from Brexit.
I'm sure enjoying the Hain ringing. I mean, this really is the momentous event, maybe the last 30 years. In turn on CNN, turn on MSNBC, and there is just one unhappy camper after another. Oh, my God, the whole thing's falling apart. And their theme is, what is wrong with these stupid middle class or lower class or working class British people? Don't they understand that the Eurocrats are their betters and their elders and are brilliant?
Oh, so, and by the way,
all day long, that's all we hear.
Yeah, and you know, I was just about to share with the audience one of the really the best pages you can read on the Trump phenomenon, the Trump train, happens to be the Drudge Report. And I'm going, you know, wow, this is good. Right now I'm looking at the page, all these great headlines from Matt Drudge. And then it goes, little bell went off in my head, ding, a Jewish intellectual giant. I just remembered Matt Drudge is Jewish. And it's just important, I think. You know, the problem we have, you know, we've been a small movement, the white nationalist movement. And now is our breakout. We're now about to appeal to lots and lots of white folks. And they want to hear us sounding fair, intelligent, reasonable. And they don't want us to sound, or they're not interested in something that fits any of the stereotypes they've heard about us. So we don't want to, you know, we don't want to be too strident. We don't want to be shouting into the microphone too much, except where appropriate. And then also, we don't want to be using shorthand that's been kind of carelessly adopted over the decades, just from people kind of talking shop, and not focusing on the kind of rhetoric that's going to reach people. Now, and let's talk about people using effective rhetoric, and does effective rhetoric work? Let's ask that question. You know, our movement's been small, and maybe we've managed to keep it small by making some mistakes over the decades. Donald Trump is huge. Has he perhaps done something better than we've done over these decades? I think it's worth considering that yes, he has. That he just, I mean, nobody handed him the baton. He earned it. He came out of nowhere and just zoomed into enormous success. Well, let's look at what he did and how he did it and see if there's something to be learned there for us as a lesson. And the you know, one thing he did is he talked about, he figured out, well, what are the big issues that really concern white folks, and he put at the head of the class immigration invasion. And then he spoke, and did he mince words? Did he talk, you know, like in moderate tones and, you know, round off the corners? No, he didn't round off any corners. He was swinging elbows all the way. And white folks loved it. But he talked about what they want to hear about, not what, you know, he or she or we wanted to talk about. He talked about what his audience wanted to talk about, what they believed in and what they were upset about. And so I'm saying that's a good idea, folks. That has worked very well. And let's talk about another example of doing exactly the same thing, of another huge success, Brexit. How was Brexit presented to the British people? Again, just as perfect parallel with Donald Trump. The advocates for breakfast in Britain were hammering on what white Britain wanted to hear and was passionate about and was very angry about. And they kept it right on message. And for that reason, I submit they won, rather than being marginalized. The white nationalist movement in Britain has been kept very small and very marginalized for decades. So have we fallen into any traps along the way that our enemies have set for us? I think maybe we have. Anyway, I'm just throwing that out there.
James, a comment just on this. Fox News had good old Nigel Farage on. They gave him like 20 minutes behind the microphone.
Ooh, nice.
And that was, you know, basically the ultimate victory speech. We'll just say he's a controversial figure among the white nationalist movement. But it's pretty hard to argue with success, you know. Mr. Farage did his UKIP, and like you said, he narrowed it. We want to leave the EU, and we want to neck down immigration in general, and we want to have our own economy back. And he beat up white nationalist types, threw them out. For better or for worse, it worked. Yes, they want Brexit, and he is the man of the hour. I mean, essentially, that man is the new prime minister.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just common sense, folks. Go, if you're a rhetorician, I don't know if that's the right word, if you're a person who speaks in order to persuade, if you're an advocate, then your professional duty is to find out what will work with your audience that you're seeking to persuade. And it's a lapse on your part if you go to some hobby horse of your own that, somebody listening to me talk about ancestry might think, oh, Kelso's on his hobby horse again. I got to watch out for that. I am so passionate about studying our ancestry. You've got to go to what the audience is ready and wanting to hear about. And so Nigel Farage has done that. You're right, George.
Farage is he and Donald Trump have pushed the right button. We don't like Islamic terrorism. We don't like terrorism. We sure don't like people showing up that don't look like us, and they open fire with automatic weapons on defenseless civilians. That's really nasty. But who are they? They're Islamic. And we can go on and on, but that's a winning ticket. We'll just say the white nationalists think, you're pointing at the wrong minority or at the wrong controller. And going, hello, sports fans. The guys that are doing the gunning down, maybe some of them are false flag, but a lot of them are not.
So, oh, beautiful, George. Beautiful. You brought me right back to something I forgot to mention. And take the mic back if I'm cutting off your full
thought.
Please
do. Take it.
Okay. Folks, this is a... I want to mention this. I like to present our cause, the common sense cause for white folks. You know, I like what Kevin McDonald says. We're advocates for white interests. That's what the American Freedom Party is. You know, there's a La Raza representing the radical element of Hispanics. There's the NAACP, in the black vein, and so on. So, the American Freedom Party is designed to represent, to advocate for our interests. That's what politics is. You advocate for your interests. And are we somebody? You know, I am somebody. Okay. Yes, we are somebody. We're a very important, maybe 800 million people on planet Earth. And nobody's advocating for us. So we need to create organizations that advocate for us. All these other ethnic groups, there are many of them. I want to make this point. It's not, we talked about inordinate Jewish power. Well, one way of viewing that is that the bad actors among Jews are advocating for what they perceive as their ethnic or biological interests. You know, we are biological animals. We're creatures with instincts and, brains that have evolved. And they are doing what animals do naturally. They seek their own interests. And so on. You know, foxes and wolves and so on, they don't work for the deer. They work for the foxes and the wolves. And they think like foxes and wolves and alligators. You know, they're not out there doing charitable acts. Well, there are many, it's not just one ethnic group doing this. It's all groups. And this is where Donald Trump hit a home run. He identified Muslims as, the little boy looking at the emperor. Hey, the Muslims aren't doing us any good. Are they helping us? Is this a good idea to put millions of Muslims into our society? It's a bad idea. And he was speaking as a white man when he said that. These people aren't us. They're not helping us. Why should we bring them into our society? We shouldn't. What an unthinkable, politically incorrect thought that Donald Trump uttered. He also said the unthinkable about the worst of the Hispanics invading our land. He said these include rapists, criminals. He was right. I'll come back to that thought. And thank you, George, for steering us there. Right after this break, and your phone calls. Please call in now if you've got the number. See you after the break.
Just a bridge. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Yes, politically incorrect. That's us here at this radio show. And I am me, George, Paul Fromm, the audience, we are politically incorrect. But we're changing that. We're, you know, when we have a series of Brexits and we have a series of Trump phenomena, and we're really on riding the wave then we will not be politically incorrect. We'll be what we were not that long ago. We were the mainstream. Our ancestors were the mainstream. I'll give you an example of inordinate Jewish power that David Duke, I've been helping David Duke with this research and writing. David Duke has been the pioneer in pointing out that it's very difficult for a white person to gain entry to an Ivy League school now. It's really, really hard. we're only we're less than a quarter of the students at schools like Harvard, Yale, University of Pennsylvania, the Wharton School, where Donald Trump went. Very hard to get into, and especially hard for a white guy like Donald Trump, who excelled there. And the but those were our schools. I'll just give you my own personal example, and I'll bore you with my ancestry talk. Yale was named after my uncle, Elihu Yale, who funded and was the namesake for Yale. Harvard, the first contributor to Harvard was one of my grandfathers, one of the pilgrims, one of the Puritans. Joseph Wharton, who founded the Wharton School, is a cousin of mine. But we're not getting into those schools anymore. And the Jewish percentage, David's been the pioneer in this, and this is that inordinate Jewish power, and it needs to be talked about and written about, and great Jewish authors agree. The over-representation of Jews, not on the basis of merit, by the way, as David's also nailed this down, but simply on the basis of cronyism and nepotism, the overrepresentation is humongous. It's on the order of, you know, 20 times and greater than their 2% presence in the population would merit. So just come back to that theme. George, I interrupted you. You were talking about something really good.
Well, we're going after the UKIP guy.
Yes.
Who presented himself very well. I mean, that guy's fabulously professional. I don't think it will hurt UK to have a man like that in charge for a number of years.
Right.
He's not pure enough in a lot of nationalist minds, but he won.
Yeah.
You know, the nationalist types, bless their heart, we know many of them. You know, they went down in flames and they can't get even 0.5% of a vote. But Nigel Farage did, and guess what? We have Brexit. And look, every country on the continent wants out of the EU. I mean, there's 20 different articles today in the financial press saying, how long is the EU going to last before it should break up? It should be gone by New Year's Day. It certainly,
right.
It certainly just took a shot right into its private areas.
Yep. And now let's go to your calls. Alan in Chicago. If you're there with us, you're on the air.
Yes. Yes. Good evening, James, George, Paul, and Bill, if they're listening. I did hear the interview yesterday, and I wanted to one item out of there that really stuck with me, and he was mentioning that the poor people over there really are so beaten down, and they have a defeatist attitude because they're used to losing, and he said, we want to win again, and then you reminded him, hey, that's what Donald Trump says. And he says, you know, maybe that's where I got it from. So you see, what Donald Trump is talking about, winning again, that's for our race. That's for our Western society, not just America. And what we have to realize is the EU now, what they're really trying to clamp down on there, they're bantering around. They want an EU army. They want to collapse the remaining
Alan,
EU.
Yes, Alan, sir? You're our guest right now. That what you're saying is brilliant. Please stay with us and come back after the break. Stay tuned, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks, and we're listening to the wisdom, the good sense, the keen insight of Alan in Chicago. Alan, the microphone's yours.
Thank you. I just wanted to finish up with just a little bit of news. I'm sure some other people have heard it too. But what they are trying to do now is roadblock the exit of Great Britain through tariffs and treaties and other things like that, withhold bank accounts. But the one thing they already had talked about, that they mentioned they wanted to wait till after the vote, they wanted to create an EU inside army, not the NATO, but internal. And basically what that was going to do was they were going to just basically collapse the original countries, restart them under EU control, take control of the police departments, and take control of the armies if they have one, and if not, install one of their own to limit the people. Basically, for lack of a better term, it's almost going to create another East Berlin, East Germany style control of the rest of the countries before they have their turn to vote to get out of the EU. So you can see how important this is, because they're trying to do the same thing here with our State Department and Loretta Lynch. They're going and they're trying to take control of local police departments.
Yep.
And one thing that's happening here is people don't realize they're collapsing sheriff's departments and allowing them to be taken over by police departments. And people that don't realize that your sheriff is the elected person in your county, the police chief is not. So we have a similar situation here, and that's why I'm so glad that Donald Trump is getting over in Europe and you know, making speeches, and also as well as here.
You got it. Alan, wow, you said so much. The last thing you just mentioned, the sovereignty of your sheriff, folks. Who wrote the incredibly important Supreme Court decision that declared that the sheriff in all 3,000-plus American counties is a sovereign? The CLEO, the chief law enforcement officer, equal in his status with the United States Congress and the federal government. Who wrote that decision, folks? It was Antonin Scalia. Scalia, who wrote that decision, Prince versus the United States. And the, you know, which underscores the importance, and this will hammer on this on the show. Trump will hammer on it that he has to be the man who picks Scalia's replacement, because this narrow, boy, this narrow squeaker we had, a 4-4 vote in the Supreme Court, where Obama's immigration mass amnesty was thwarted by a 4-4 logjam in the Supreme Court, with those, by the way, Jewish justices voting to allow an immigration invasion of the United States. You know, Trump has to nominate the successor. And of course, Hillary Clinton would ruin us. And then the other thing you're pointing out, wonderful, Alan, you're talking about the EU's incredible move of creating an internal army that will finish off the process of depriving European, our ancestor peoples in Europe, of their sovereignty, of their Jez Turner mentioned it yesterday very eloquently, their identity, you know, one currency, the EU swamping their money, the EU border superseding their previous control of their borders, and a EU army wiping out their, you know, that most important thing, your own army to protect your own nation. Very, very good point. Alan, if you could just stay on this and you know, keep up to date on this issue and call in the show with your commentary.
And I wanted just to say quickly that now you can see, because Europe already has it, Australia, New Zealand. Now you understand why gun control is an issue with them and how important our Second Amendment is. And I'll finish with that. And I appreciate the great show that you're doing again, James.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Alan. Thank you. Thank you for the audience, which makes the show, folks like you.
I love you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And on what Alan was just talking about, folks, the Second Amendment, Donald Trump makes this point over and over again. The National Rifle Association endorsed Donald Trump, first time they've ever done it, before the Republican Party picked a candidate. The NRA picked their candidate. When Donald Trump was still running against Cruz and Kasich and so on, they endorsed Donald Trump, 5 million member strong. Well, before the convention, I think Cruz and Kasich may have bowed out. But before the convention, they had never done this before, they endorsed Donald Trump because they recognized two things. Donald Trump is so strong on the Second Amendment, so rock solid, and the threat from Hillary Clinton is so dire. She will end the Second Amendment, and she would do it. One of the ways she would do it is with her Supreme Court appointments, and she might get as many as 4 of those Supreme Court appointments. I don't know how people are calculating that, but that's what we read. And I don't know if they're talking about in a single first term, but it's even mentioned that possibly the next president may have 5 appointments, and Hillary Clinton with a number of appointments would simply wipe out the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court would then do what? Take the First Amendment, destroy it. Second Amendment, destroy it. And the rest of the Bill of Rights, including, and they would overturn Justice Scalia's decision in Prince versus the United States, which is based upon the 10th Amendment. Very interestingly, Judge Scalia said that the sovereignty of America's sheriffs, and one of the things they're protecting out there is our gun rights, the sovereignty of the sheriffs is based on the 10th Amendment, not the 2nd. It was a this particular case was one over where the federal government was trying to bully an order around sheriffs to enforce the Brady gun control bill and to register all of us when we wanted to get a gun in our county. And Scalia said it's not the 2nd Amendment that's the primary reason the federal government can't do that. It's the 10th Amendment, which reserves all powers not specifically delegated to the federal government to the states and the people, which is that person, the people. Who do the people elect? The sheriff. He's the only elected law enforcement officer that any of us have anywhere in the country in over 3,000 counties. Let's go to Mike in Colorado. Mike?
Hello, gentlemen. Hey, James, I wanted to tell you how paramount this show is, and I hope people will listen to it in archives, and you should download it in archives and send it out, because the primary thing that you hit on, words are weapons for people who don't have control over their own minds. And when we use tainted words for whatever agenda we're trying to express to people, we don't get anywhere.
Bingo.
And when we use words that have not been tainted by the darker side, such as Jew or, you know, even banker. I mean, banker's got a negative connotation now, but it used to have a positive connotation because they wanted it that way, so their media propaganda put it that way. And I use the word globalist, and I will use amoral when I talk about these people that do these things to the rest of us. The second point I wanted to tell you is I was a child of the 70s and 80s, and I was raised to believe, not by my parents, but by my school and my media, that white people were actually bad. And when a black person succeeded, they were so much far, far greater than a white person who did the same thing, because we were the bad guys. And so I don't want you to never forget how big a machine we're up against.
Oh, yeah, no, Mike, very, very good point you brought up. I was talking off the air here. I've been talking with Patriot friends about the concerns over the younger vote. In the Brexit vote, younger people, and you hit it, Mike, and I want to salute our younger people, and they are the future. But the younger folks have gone through a brainwashing that the rest of us, I'm 68, the rest of us have not ever experienced. We've all been brainwashed. But the stuff I saw on my black and white TV set back in the 1950s, 'twarn't nothing compared to the deluge that the last couple generations have gotten in school and so on. And so now the way it's working out right now, the older you are, the better you're voting. It's worldwide. In the Brexit vote, the older Brits voted better than the younger Brits. In the polling with Donald Trump and in the primaries, the older folks, us folks, have voted better. But let's not get too high and mighty about this, and let's certainly not talk down to our younger kinsmen. Remember the brainwashing they've experienced, which we didn't get. So I salute the younger folks who have voted as much as they have, in the right way. And so they are the future. We older folks are not the future. How long is Kelso going to be around at age 68? I don't think I'm going to be around, I sure won't be around for 40 more years. So we got to believe in the younger folks and help them escape the brainwashing. But in the Brexit vote, it was the oldsters who voted the best. And also, this is a nice thing that was pointed out in this Francis Carr Begbie article at OccidentalObserver.net, Kevin McDonald's wonderful webzine. He said, he quoted George Orwell, who said that if there is hope, it lies in the proles. And by the proles, he meant the hardworking white stiffs. Of course, England was all white back when Orwell wrote. There was never a question of race in England back in 1948 when he was writing 1984. But it lies in the proles. And these are the hardworking stiffs, those fishermen coming up the Thames River who were getting the finger from Bob Geldof. And they smack down the Bob Geldofs of the world.
Absolutely. And to that point, with millennials, I think we do need to encourage and nurture and help them with their learning and their historic education. But I run into a lot of them, and what I've found is they are smart enough to understand that they don't have a future at our current path.
Yeah, I think the turnaround for millennials and whatever else you want to call it, Gen X and all these other generations that we've got, the newer ones, the turnaround for them, I think, could be rather revolutionary and sudden, because they have one of the things they did experience in school and so on, folks, along with all the brainwashing, they experienced all the crap of, you know, having to diversity and, you know, affirmative action, and that's part of the crap they've also experienced. They've gone out after finishing their coming out with their $20,000 in student debt that the federal government will not forgive ever. No bankruptcy on that. They've gone out into a job market where white males need not apply.
Right.
And
and you couldn't get a blue ribbon at field day because everybody had the same color ribbon. And I think they're over it, and it's starting to turn, and I encourage you because you're very mentally nimble, and when you do hear your message being told in a way that you know is off-putting to the listener, it is, pardon me, it is really smart to alter that message but still get the point across. So I got to congratulate you on that. I hope you have other callers. If not, I'd like to listen to both of you. Have a great show.
Yeah, we do have a couple more callers coming up, but Mike, I'm going to say the same thing to you. In Colorado, I said to Alan in Chicago, you guys are treasures. Please, as you're sitting there listening to the show, your thoughts are gold. It's what Fred Trump said about Donald Trump. He said, everything my boy touches turns to gold. your thinking is so spot on. What you're talking about, you know, sharpening our rhetoric and getting it, tuning it up just right so that it works. You know, what Donald Trump did with the art of the deal. You know, Donald Trump has mastered the art of getting the job done, and we need to learn from him. That's, by the way, if I'll pat myself on the back, one of the things that this show can take credit for, folks, is early on, I dealt with a lot of people in our movement who were doubters about Donald Trump. They were panning Donald Trump and saying, you know, nitpicking him and, you know, this and that and so on. I don't like this. I don't like that. And I did a sales job behind the scenes, folks, on a number of very big people in our cause saying, no, my read is Donald Trump is the real deal. And we've got a lot to learn from him and a lot to thank him for. So and what we've developed here, this show, the Trump phenomenon, this is the American Freedom Party, which is a white nationalist political party, supporting Donald Trump. We endorsed him long ago. We've teamed up, and we're bringing the best of what we've done. Let's hang on to that. And teaming it up with the best of what Donald Trump has done, which is very revolutionary, and he's done a lot of things that we haven't done that well. Obviously, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. Mike, so please, don't be shy about dialing in as many times as you can, Mike. Let's go to Tom in Florida, another great commentator on this show. Tom, you're on the air.
Cheerio. Mario, England's back, hopefully in the fold. You know, as white lightning struck the other day over there. Yeah, James, what I want to say is this, James. First off, I'm the one told you about Michael Savage. You were talking about Savage Nation.
Yes.
Michael Savage is a Jew, and he's exposed everything. And almost everything that's going on right now, and he is a backer of Trump from the beginning, like you.
And
great news.
He's on the air 3 hours a day, folks. And he just pounds the enemy. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, James. What I do have to tell you, and I want everybody in your audience to understand and listen, and give me a minute. I was watching Newsmax yesterday. Of course, you have Dennis Michael Lynch, who's another true patriot. Great man, Dennis Michael Lynch. I don't know if you know who he is. I'm sure you do, but he's a great patriot. I'd put him right there with Savage. What it had on yesterday, James, for a two-hour special was the invasion of the Muslims coming to America. I don't know if you had a chance to see it, James, but
no.
You had these old imams, and you even had Gaddafi and all these other Arab leaders even 5-6 years ago saying, we are going to invade Europe and the United States, and we're going to flood with Muslims, and we're going to breed them out. We're not going to fire a shot. We're just going to breed 4 to 5 birthing babies out of each Muslim woman. So we're going to indoctrinate you, and we're going to take your population over. The same thing is being taught by La Raza and the Hispanics. They're literally coming here to outbreed our women. And, James, the main thing you have to look at, even like with France, I remember I read this in USA paper a while back. The French government was even thinking about paying French white women to have children because their population is being decimated. The same thing here in America. If these white, you know, you're actually going to have to start paying these white women $30,000 to have a baby and then give them all kind of Section 8 housing, whatever, to have these children because, or you can have breeding farms eventually. Otherwise, our race is doomed.
I'm telling
you right now, you're going to have to have four babies for every Anglo woman in this country, or otherwise this country, this race will be doomed within the next 50 years.
I'm going to look for that. Tom, you nailed another key point, just as Alan did in Chicago and Mike in Colorado. Yes. And we'll talk about that key point in our last segment coming up right after this, and then we'll get to Bill in Wisconsin, too.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No, we don't need no thought control, folks. We're the politically incorrect here at the Trump Phenomenon. And on Sundays, the American Freedom Party Report. All of this sponsored by the American Freedom Party. Let me drop in that plug here for, please help support the American Freedom Party. Please help support this show. Let me give you the mailing address for this show. You can send in some money, cash, checks. You can call me, and we can find a way to get a credit card or PayPal in too. But here's the mailing address. It's James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. Some contributions have already come in. I so much appreciate them, and I'm going to find oblique ways to thank you so you'll know I'm talking about you. I've got your mail right here in front of me, and I'm going to study it, and I'll drop little hints to tell the audience or tell you a thank you over the air. Now, good news. Let's look forward to what's coming up here. We've got, let's get Bill in Wisconsin. Let's get his call in. My apologies to anybody who couldn't get in. Bill, you're on the air.
Thank you, James, and hello, George.
Oh, and but before you speak, let me say, folks, another of the greats. This audience is so tremendous. You make the show. Bill, go ahead.
Okay. I heard something on Caravan to Midnight with John B. Wells, and it's politically incorrect. He has a solution for what we should do with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, go ahead.
We should strip her naked, run her through the streets, pick her up and drop her into a Sharia neighborhood.
Okay. Well,
and then after that, I think we ought to run Queen Elizabeth, Prince Charles, and Barack Obama's husband, Michael.
Yeah. More generally, without the stripping and all the one thing we should do that's legal, okay, we should buy one-way tickets for all these people that tout the wonders of the third world. Well, go there. All you people that think the third world is so good, instead of bringing it here, would you please go there? Bob Geldof, would you please go live in the Sudan? Would you do that, please? Instead of giving us the finger as you cruise down the Thames sipping champagne. Now, let me we've only got seconds left. Donald Trump will be in Monessen, Pennsylvania tomorrow. We'll cover that event. That's in the extreme southwest Pennsylvania. He will also, tomorrow, he will be in St. Clairsville, Ohio. We will cover that event starting at 7 p.m. Ohio time. That's on Tuesday. So we'll have two event live appearances tomorrow. You don't want to miss those. Be here for those. Then the next day, Wednesday, we will have him in Bangor, Maine. We will cover that. We will get that event. And then on Friday, he's going to be in Denver, Colorado. So Mike in Colorado, maybe you'll be able to make it. I don't know where you are in Colorado, but he'll be in Denver at the Western Conservative Summit. We'll cover that on Friday. So Donald Trump's back out on the warpath, folks. And we're covering him live here at the Trump Phenomenon. See you all again tomorrow night.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.